In the 15th chapter of Luke, Jesus talks about God. He describes the work of God. And he describes this work throughout in terms of searching. And he uses startling imagery. So he tells three stories. And the first story is of the shepherd who leaves 99 perfectly fine sheep unattended to go find the lost one. Now, I've never been to animal husbandry school, but I would imagine they would suggest that that might not be the best move. Nonetheless, God does that. And then he tells the story of a woman who loses a coin, and she searches the house and finally finds the coin. And then she calls all her neighbors and friends, and they have a party to celebrate that she found the coin. And we are left to wonder how much of the coin that was lost that she found did she spend to have the party to celebrate finding the coin. Probably not the advice your financial manager would give you. So what we're encountering are some startling images about God, and they're images that say that God, what we think of as practical, is not of any concern to God. What we prioritize financially is of little concern to God. That God is interested in finding the lost. That's what God's up to. That's what God is interested in. God is not interested in protecting the 99. God wants to find the lost sheep. God is not interested in saving the coin. God wants to have a party. God's a party animal. All right? So then we come to this story about the so-called prodigal son. And I wonder if it shouldn't be called the prodigal sons. Because in the context of returning or finding the lost, both sons fit. So the first son asks for his share of the inheritance before his father's even dead. How rude is that? And then he goes off and he squanders it all, and he decides he should come back. And the father responds to his coming back, right? He confesses his sin. The father doesn't even respond to it. The father doesn't care. The father cares that he came back. And then the part of the story that we don't hear, the lectionary cuts it off for us at this feast, is the story of the other brother who's outside being grumpy and won't go into the party. The party, think the second story, the woman celebrating, having a party. The second son won't go into the party because he's mad. And the father goes out to find him. Goes out to find him. Think the first story and the lost sheep. The father goes out to find him and says, "What's the deal?" And he's like, "You give this son all this, you know, and he's been rude and he's done this and that and the other and blah, blah, blah." And the father says to him, "You've always been with me, and all that I have is yours. Come and celebrate." And so there's this marvelous message about finding and bringing back. There's this message about finding and bringing back, and a God who wants to celebrate and have a party because the lost are found. And I think that sometimes we get our priorities mixed up. I think in the church, we have spent a lot of time being prurient, telling people, you must confess all your sins. You must get that dirty laundry right out, put it before God. I don't think God cares. I think what God's interested in is finding us. I think what God is interested in is us coming back. I think that's what God's fascination is with. I think that's what God's all about, is us coming back. It's not about we need to confess our sins because God needs to hear us say we're sorry. It's about we We need to realize we've wandered away so we can come back. And God is always about the coming back. Miriam of Kadun is a model of that. She, first of all, she tragically falls into the life of an anchoress way too young. When her family, her parents die when she's just 7. The only option she has is to go live with her hermit uncle, and so he sets her up as an anchorite, which means that she lives in a room. And she doesn't really go out of the room. But anchorites aren't isolated. People come and visit them, and people bring them food, and they often pray with people, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not isolated, but it's confined. And as she grows up and becomes a young woman, one of her hermit uncle's monks gets attracted to her. And then that leads to them having sex. And then her feeling awful about it. And here's where she makes the big mistake. Here's where we all make the big mistake. She runs away. She goes away. She flees from it. She hides it. And her uncle has to go find her. And I think the telling part of the story is her uncle says, "Why didn't you just come and tell me? I'd have done penance for you. Just come and tell me." That's God. Why don't you just come back? Why didn't you just come and tell me? And like the father in the story from Luke, I won't even pay any attention. I'll be like, "Get the robe. Let's have a party. You're back." There is a way that we get our focus wrong because we focus on the sin instead of the returning. And that's crucial. The first evangelicals were Anglicans, and they were completely excited by the fact that God had forgiveness to scatter wildly. And their interest was that. Hey, look at all this forgiveness. You want some forgiveness? Have some forgiveness. There's lots of it, and it's for everybody. I was the wretched captain of a slave ship, and I found forgiveness. You can have some too. Have some forgiveness. There's lots and lots of forgiveness to be had. Everybody can have forgiveness. Come grab some forgiveness. Let's have a party with forgiveness. That was the focus. The focus was on the return, on the forgiveness. It wasn't on the sin. And we get it backwards. And there are too many preachers who preach sin. Why are you preaching sin? Preach forgiveness. Focus on the forgiveness. And many parts of modern evangelicalism have lost that early focus that our Anglican ancestors had. They've lost that early focus that Uncle Abraham had with Miriam of Kadun. They've missed that focus that God has on finding the loss and on the returning and on celebrating the return that we encounter in Luke 15. The focus isn't the sin. The focus is that we can always return, and there's plenty of forgiveness to go around.